Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Graceview Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Graceview Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceviewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Graceview Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceviewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Eradicate from your mind.
All right, true worshipers. It's time to forget about all the trouble the devil's brought in our life. Give it over to God. Yeah, I want you to know right now it's his time.
We gotta give him praise.
Let everybody worship.
Come on,
the Lord.
Let's worship.
Oh, come on, saints, he's worthy.
Good evening again and welcome to Passion for Christ. Tonight I'm your host, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Graceview Church of Christ here in Anderson, South Carolina. And I'm absolutely elated to be with you on this evening. Tonight, our devotion's title is, Don't Give Up, My Sister, Keep Fighting. Don't give up, my sister, keep fighting. Our devotion tonight is going to be taken from Matthew chapter 1. When you begin to read and study Matthew's gospel, it becomes quite clear that Matthew is writing to primarily a Jewish audience, in that he uses a lot of the historical genealogy that brought forth the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Most of the times, if you're honest with me on tonight, most times when people read genealogy and names, it becomes quite boring to them. But I want to suggest to you, when you really study the genealogy and the names that exist in the generations of the Lord's people, it can be very motivating and it could bless you tremendously. I want you to know that in Matthew chapter 1, particularly verses 1 all the way down through 17, you will find that Matthew records the names starting with Abraham from where Jesus came from, which is basically the genealogy or the lineage. What becomes quite peculiar in that is as he lists all the males to which Jesus Christ came from and all of those generations, he mentions 4 women. And I find it interesting that in his account, he mentions those women. And what I want to do tonight is encourage our sisters, because I truly believe that there is something that we could learn from these women that are mentioned in the line of all of the men that were mentioned that brought forth Jesus the Christ. The first one I want to share with you tonight is a woman by the name of Tamar. Verse 2 would say of Matthew chapter 1, Abraham was the father of Isaac. Isaac, the father of Jacob, and Jacob, the father of Judah, and his brothers. Now, I want you to watch this now. Abraham was a father of faith. You know that he was, his wife was barren, and then he ended up being promised by God that God was going to give him a son of his own flesh. And then that was Isaac, and it was the son of his old age and his wife's old age as well. And then God made him Abraham when his name was Abram, because he became the father of faith once he was willing to sacrifice his son, because he believed in the promises of God that a son would come from his own loins. And then Isaac is the father of Jacob, and Jacob had the 12 sons, and Jacob's name was changed to Israel. And of his 12 sons, those each son's name was the name of each tribe of Israel, the 12 tribes. And Jacob was the father of Judah, one of the 12 sons, and his brothers. Now watch this now, in verse 3. Judah was the father of Phares and Zerah by Tamar. I want you to know that Tamar was a woman whose husband died, and she, according to tradition, the nearest brother was supposed to go into her to keep her deceased husband's line alive. But the father, Judah, did not want to give Tamar, his daughter-in-law, a son, because two of his sons had already died. And so he withheld his third son from impregnating Tamar because he did not want to see another son die. So what Tamar did was pose as a prostitute when Judah was traveling to Hiram, and he asked her, could he sleep with her? Praise the Lord. And I want you to know that she said yes, and he thought she was a prostitute, and she got a couple items from him, and she said she wanted to keep those things, and he could never find her again. And it came up in the tribe that she was pregnant, and Judah found out that his deceased son's wife was pregnant, and Judah wanted to stone her. And then she brought out the items as he approached her. She brought out the items that she got from him and said, I am pregnant by the man who owns these. And Judah said, she is more righteous than me. But from that bizarre situation, you can find that in Genesis chapter 38, she was pregnant with twins, Phares and Zerah. And God chose Judah's son, Phares, to have the line that would come Jesus the Christ. So in that bizarre situation, Tamar is mentioned because she was a woman of significance that God obviously wants to point out to us. So even though she went through a bizarre situation and manipulated Judah and even tricked him, God couldn't allow something good to come from sometimes something that seems bizarre and outlandish and even ridiculous, because God decided to use the son of Judah, who was sleeping with a woman who was posing as a prostitute, to be a part of the line that God will use to bring forth Jesus. So it does not matter, sisters, tonight, how you got pregnant. It does not matter what happened in your life. If God allowed you to have a child, God could still use that child and bless him to be a great man, a great person, and God could use him mightily. So I don't want you to worry about how you got here, somebody. I don't want you to worry about what may have happened the night you got pregnant or how it was, and if the devil tries to make you think that everything was just wrong. God could still use whoever you have as a child, even though you may have gotten that child in the way that you may feel like you needed to regret. So Tamar is mentioned in Matthew chapter 1 in verse number 3. And the next woman I want to introduce to you tonight is a woman by the name of Rahab. Now, it is quite interesting that the Bible writers use Rahab in the lineage of Jesus Christ. Notice your Bible in verse number 4. Ram was the father of Amminadab, Amminadab the father of Nahshon, and Nahshon the father of Salmon. Verse 5, Salmon was the father of Boaz by Rahab. So Boaz's mother was Rahab. Now, it is interesting that Matthew would use her in this genealogy because Rahab was indeed a harlot. Oh, you don't hear me tonight. Let me break it down in 2019 vernacular. She was a prostitute. You need me to go further? Okay, I got you. She was a street woman, a woman who sold her body for money. And she is also mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11, the chapter that we always go to talk about the heroes of faith. And I don't know if you know this or not, but in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 30 and 31, Rahab the harlot is in the hall of faith. Well, wait up now. Rerun and pause and press play real quick and run that by me, Brother Jones. And here it is. I need you to know that her account is found in Joshua chapter 2 and Joshua chapter 6. She was a woman of Jericho. Most of you Bible readers know that God's army came through Jericho, and God told them to march around once a day for 6 days, and on the seventh day he wanted them to march around the city of Jericho 7 times, and all they had to do was shout, and the wall came down flat. Well, Rahab was a citizen of Jericho, but she had heard of the mighty hand of God. She heard about the works of God, how God allowed his people to destroy their enemies and even kings. She had heard how God had parted the Red Sea and walled up the water on both sides, and he allowed the land to dry up so that the Hebrews could escape from Egypt and walk through on dry land. She had heard about that. So there were two spies from God's army that came to Jericho, and Rahab hid them in her house. And she said, I know that your God has given you our land. I know because I have heard about your God. I know because God has done so many things. And so she was willing to hide those spies of God's people in her house. Her house was located on a wall in the city. And she did that, and they told her that they would spare her mother, spare her father, spare her brother, spare her mother, and all of her family as long as Rahab was willing to put all of her family in her house. Those two spies stayed with her, and she hid them on the roof, and she made a vow to them, and she made them swear that they would save her and her family, and that's what they decided to do. All they told her was put a scarlet thread in your window, and we'll know that everybody who is in that house, we will not kill, and we will preserve, all because you hid us as spies there. Can I pause parenthetically and throw this into the devotional gumbo here tonight? All those people had to do is stay in Rahab's house. And can I tell you, no matter how hard it gets in life, and no matter how tough things get, all you got to do is stay in the church of Christ. And if you stay in the church of Christ, when the Lord's come back, he won't destroy you because you are in the house. You are in the church, and you are part of the saved, and that is who he is coming back for when the Lord comes back. So Rahab had to have some faith because she hid those people. And guess what? Once they saved her and they destroyed everybody else in Jericho, once that wall came down and God gave them the city, and she became a part of God's people because she ended up marrying a man by the name of Salmon. And Salmon saw something in her. You know what I thought was attractive, and what Salmon may have thought about her, and what he may have saw attractive in Rahab, even though in her past she was a prostitute? I think that Salmon saw the fact that she had so much faith in his God that became attractive to him. And when a man can see a woman has so much faith and trust in God, even though she may have had a charred past and a rocky past, he saw something in her that became attractive. So he married her. And they had a son by the name of Boaz. Most of you Bible readers know that. And as a matter of fact, if you keep reading in Matthew chapter 1 and verse number 5, Salmon was the father of Boaz by Rahab, and Boaz was the father of Obed. Watch this. Here's the third woman, by Ruth. So Rahab met Salmon. They have a son. They get married, have a son by the name of Boaz. Boaz was a handsome man. Boaz was a wealthy man. Boaz was a spiritual man. Once you read Ruth chapters 1, 2, 3, and 4. And they got together, and Ruth married Boaz. Now watch this. I want to encourage our sisters, because everybody does not have to come from a spiritual family to end up being spiritual. Maybe you, as a sister tonight, have come from a family that was not spiritual. Maybe they cursed in your family, and they drank in your family, and they acted foolish in your family. You got a lot of drama in your family. Maybe your family were heathens. That's all right, because Ruth had so many spiritual qualities about her that most men would find attractive. As a matter of fact, if you read Ruth chapter 3 and verse number 11, before Boaz even married her, he found her to be a woman of excellence, because she was a faithful woman. She did not leave Naomi. As a matter of fact, Ruth had already lost her husband, but she did not leave her husband's mother, because she was a loyal woman. She was a woman who was dedicated to family. She was a woman who was dedicated to the people that she loved. And she told Naomi, wherever you go, Naomi, I'm going to go with you. And Ruth ended up taking the advice of Naomi, her mother-in-law. And Naomi advised her to be a servant of Boaz. And Boaz found that attractive. They end up getting married. So Boaz marries a woman who was a Moabite. The Moabites were heathen people. They were not of the family of God. As a matter of fact, the history of the Moabites would lead you back to incest with Lot and his daughters. And it's so interesting that God still used Ruth after she lost her husband and after she was a heathen woman and came from a heathen background. But God saw something attractive in Ruth. And because God saw something attractive in her, he allowed her to marry a rich man, a handsome man, a spiritual man. And they have a child by the name of Obed. And through Obed came forth Jesus the Christ. There's one more woman I want to talk to you about tonight, and we'll let you go. There's a woman by the name of Mary. And when you read Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, you will find that Mary was a virgin. She had not let a man touch her. And God saw something in Mary that was wholesome, that was spiritual, and that was pure. She did it right. She did it right way. She trusted God, and she kept herself. And God says, even though you're young, I am going to give you a baby. And this baby won't be like any other baby, because I am going to be the father. Even though you're going to be the earthly mother, I'm going to give him a heavenly father and an earthly father in Joseph. And God allowed Mary to be pregnant. And when the angel of the Lord came to Mary, she did not doubt God. She didn't doubt, and she believed in God. Can I tell you that sometimes there are sisters that can't get pregnant, and the doctors would tell you one thing, and another doctor would tell you another thing, and sisters just get discouraged. But can I tell you that when you trust in God and believe in God, there are a lot of women that would tell you that my baby was a miracle. Nobody said he would make it. Nobody said she would make it. All the doctors told me no. They said I was too old. They said I was too young. And you know what? God ended up blessing Mary to have the Son of God. And can I tell you, I believe tonight if Mary was here, she would tell you that I know about having a miraculous baby. I know about God blessing me and just blessing my life. But Mary could also tell you that she knows something about tragedy, because Mary knew that her son was the Son of God and God in the flesh. And they killed her son, and she watched her son be crucified. She watched her son be falsely accused. She watched her son be beaten. She watched her son go through all of this public humiliation, and then she watched her son die. But Mary could also tell you that she had to grieve for 3 days. But Mary would tell you that she believed that there was going to be a resurrection. And so it all was worth it, because God raised him from the dead after 3 days with all power in Jesus' hands. All I wanted to do tonight through this genealogy is encourage you through four women. A woman who was posing as a prostitute that got pregnant, that God used. A woman who was a prostitute by the name of Rahab. A woman who was not even a spiritual woman, but God allowed to come into the spiritual family. And a woman who was the mother of God in the flesh, who went through some stuff herself. And can I tell you, even Rahab was mentioned in the Hall of Faith. And Mary was a virgin, but she went through tragedy, but God raised up her son. And I want you to know, sisters, don't give up. I want to encourage you not to worry not to give up. I know that there are other women that have went through things just like you and have went through tragedies and went through disappointments, but sisters, do not give up. There are so many positive women in the Bible that I believe that God wanted to use through the genealogy from Abraham all the way down to Jesus to show you that God could not only bless you, God could still use you despite what you went through, despite your ups and downs, your tragedies, and all of the things that you've had to endure. God still can bless you, and God still can keep you, and God still can use you. I think it's interesting that when Ruth, beloved, got pregnant, you have to keep in mind Ruth's mother-in-law Naomi had lost her husband, and she had lost her two sons. One of the sons was Ruth's first husband who died. Can I tell you that when Ruth had that child, Obed, by Boaz, I want you to know that I believe that that child brought so much joy to Naomi being a grandmother. She had a child that she could hold even though her two sons were gone. She had a child that she could still pour her love into. She had a child that she could still know that her legacy would live on. And it's amazing how God will bless you even through tragedy. And I want to encourage somebody tonight never to give up. There's some powerful sisters in the Bible, and I do believe that the Holy Spirit mentions these sisters in the Bible for a reason. Sisters who did not have a perfect past: Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, and Mary. And you know they were talking about Mary because everybody thought that she had did something when they didn't even know that God is the one that impregnated her through the Immaculate Conception, and she went through tragedy herself, but God still blessed her when Jesus rose from the dead after 3 days. So as brothers, we need to appreciate our sisters and honor them because of what they have went through, whether they are a mother, whether they are a wife, or whoever. We need to appreciate our spiritual sisters, and spiritual sisters need to know not to never give up because God can still bless you and He can still use you. I want to suggest to you as I close tonight that I believe if Mary, the mother of Jesus, was here, she would tell you the same thing she told people in John chapter 2 at the wedding of Cana of Galilee. Whatever my son Jesus tells you to do, let me remix this. I think Mary would say in 2019, be like Nike and just do it. No matter what you've gone through, whatever Jesus tells you to do, just do it. And Jesus can miraculously bless your life. Sisters, hang on. Keep on fighting. Run on and see what the end is going to look like. Brothers, let's appreciate these sisters. God bless you on tonight. If you have a prayer request, we'd love to pray for you. Dial number one on your phones right now and let us pray for you. God bless you. Caller ending in 2698, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time, please.
Good evening, Brother Jones, Brother Mike Woods. Thank you again for another wonderful lessons. And continue to pray for all the women that's on the call that heard this message. That not only they can take heed, but we as men can take heed to go out and spread the gospel. Thank you.
Thank you. We want to thank all of you for being on tonight. We have people all across the continental United States, and we're so blessed by God to have you with us. If we could pray for you tonight, dial number one right now. We would love to pray for you on Passion for Christ. And when I call out the last four digits of your number, please state the name and the need of the person to whom you're requesting prayers for. We want to once again just appreciate the Lord for blessing all of our mothers. We hope that you had a wonderful Mother's Day. If you were not able to get out on yesterday and attend a congregation of the Churches of Christ, we just want to wish you and extend a belated happy Mother's Day to you. And we want to encourage all of our women, all of our sisters, and maybe you didn't have a child, but you raised so many children. We want to encourage you as well because you have nurtured and raised children. You deserve to be commended, you deserve to be praised, and you deserve to be honored. Caller ending in 8952, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time. Caller ending in 8952, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time. Okay, it appears we lost that caller. Caller ending in 4804, You're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time.
Hi, good evening, Brother Jones, and thank you for another great lesson. Be sure you archive that so I can send people to hear it. The prayer request, though, is for Yolanda Joyner. Yolanda Joyner. They found two aneurysms, and trying to decide on how to proceed. So if you can pray for her, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Jones from Detroit, Michigan. Good to hear your voice on tonight. We certainly appreciate your encouragement. If you would like to pass this message along, you can simply go to blogtalkradio.com/passionforchrist-. All of the lessons are archived there. We just want to encourage our mothers, our women, our sisters who do so much for the body of Christ and so much for us and our families. Sisters, you just keep on fighting. You just be encouraged, and you just keep running along and helping people and encouraging people and see what the end is going to look like. We want to thank all of you for being with us tonight and staying with us. We want to go to God in prayer at this time. Make sure you tune in to the Grace and Mercy Prayer Call Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every day, Monday through Friday. Bow with me, please, for a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father God, we thank you for our mothers. They have, Lord, just done so much to bless us as children, and we just thank you for their lives. And for those of who do not have mothers that are living, we thank you for their lives and their legacy and all that those mothers taught everybody, and that we could keep the teaching of our mothers as long as we could live. We pray that you bless every mother with long life, and bless them with good health so that they can do more for you and keep on influencing their children and other generations' children as well. We thank you for Brother Woods tonight. We pray for Yolanda Joyner that you will give those who are attending to her physical needs all of the resources and the information they need so they can help her have a full and speedy recovery. Lord, we just thank you for all that you've done, all that we have learned and all that we have experienced and all that you have demonstrated. We thank you so much for Jesus Christ who came down through all of those wonderful women and men. Lord, we just thank you for blessing us. Continue to be with all those who are going through bereavement. Comfort them only as you can. Be with everybody that's on the line, everybody that listens to the archive lesson. We thank you for who you are. Bless us. Continue to guide us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The Grace View Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation and for extending your prayer request to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones. In keeping with the mandate given in Mark Chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, to his disciples by Jesus Christ, we urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.